More than 100 million people will tune in to tonight's Super Bowl. Packers fans, Steelers fans, the fans of million-dollar commercials. And many of those people will dress for the occasion, some with a terrible towel, some with a foam cheese head. Many others will wear more traditional adornments, NFL jerseys. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, you might be surprised to learn how many of those jerseys are fakes.
In the realm of sports fandom, there are football fans and there are Tonys.
It's not a game. You feel like it's do or die almost. You know, it's life.
Tony Song isn't just a Steelers fan. He is a Steelers fan addict.
I mean, if they lose, this next week's not going to be good, you know. Clinical depression is possible.
Safe to say, Tony likes his Steelers. Of course, you'd probably gather as much looking at the Steelers hat, Steelers tennis shoes, and Steelers jersey he's wearing when he meets me in Rockville, Maryland. He's got a plastic garbage bag with him. I ask what's inside.
I'm going to show you all. I brought 7 jerseys, including what I'm wearing. There's like 10 more in my room that I just, you know, it's too much to bring. It gets heavy. I'm just going to take this apart.
See, Tony doesn't just love the game. He loves the gear. He owns some 25 sports jerseys, 15 of which are Steelers, and in total they've cost him anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500. Seem like a lot? That's because they're all legit, bought from official NFL retailers at or near full price. Otherwise, he says, they'd probably be fake.
There's probably 500,000 fake jerseys floating on eBay right now. So if you ever want to buy a real jersey, you can't buy one on eBay or Craigslist or any of these ads.
And the experts say he's right. A recent report by Mark Monitor, a brand protection company, found more than 1,300 websites selling nothing but questionable sports gear. Those sites attract over 56 million visits and sell an estimated 800,000 counterfeit jerseys each year. For major sports brands, that means tens of millions of dollars in lost revenue. It also means counterfeiting sports jerseys is a lucrative business, says Fred Fellman, Mark Monitor CMO.
We found that these are very profitable sites.
So profitable that they're able to pay for advertising and spread across international borders, making them harder to shut down by the sports brands they're stealing from, or to be stopped by internet service providers, ISPs, and from law enforcement agencies as well.
In one instance where we've purchased goods, we found that the ISP was U.S., the phone number was listed in the U.S., but the people answering the phone were Russian. The credit card that we gave them was processed in Israel, and the goods were shipped from somewhere in Asia.
Of course, some people might not care that their jersey is fake or shipped from Asia. It may fall apart or bleed in the wash, but hey, if it costs half the price, but it's not that simple. Buying from a counterfeiter can lead to identity theft, Fellman says. And besides,
the material is crappy. It doesn't look as good. You know, you get what you pay for, right? That's what they say.
And Tony would know. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.